Zechanishmas Avi Murray, Yaakov Yisrael Pichas, Zechanishmas, and Elshain of us, Yeshua Falk. Okay, so we're continuing the union of Big Date Siv Onim. Okay. So, okay. So the Ramah writes that from the Rambam that the minig is to wear big day tzivon and kedei lahatzil menaksam. But during the Zayin Nikiyim, then after you have Levonim. And the Vilna Gaon writes in Shulchan Aruch that that's what it's called Yimei Libunah. The Zayin Nikiyim are called Yimei Libunah to show that there's Dafka, an inyan of Levonim. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva here on page 4, first, before the Piskei Tshuva, the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the discussion we've had about, you know, the you have Tivonim and Levonim, so Rabbi Kiva Eiger summarizes it here on page 4. Habegat Tivotorim hu menumar tseva alovan akesem al tseva yotel sosea Halavan, even much is Halavan Yeshua Bashir, et cetera, the Tsarfil Kesemechad. Well, enabled Bashir up with Starfil Shalatseva to Hori. And that's Shuvah's Milt Stocker, right? Rasa Kesem Lovan, Mushtek Sosav Mara Odom, Halavan Tsarfil Odom, Shay Kesemechad, Yeshua Odom Yacha Kesher Kesem Tamea. Okay, so those are the the shittas that we were mentioning. And now back to the Piskei Tshuva on the bottom. B'sefer Amudei Kesef, Ksav Yad, page 4 on the bottom. Kasev b'zed near Davka Tilbash Tomid. Right, this is Big Day Tzivonim that she wears. Avakadei lahatzel v'mei nidoso v'mei libuno lo. But you're not going to wear it v'mei nidoso v'mei. What is it going to do? V'mei nidoso is a real daraisa. V'mei libuno, you have a chiv to wear levonim. So there are shittas that we're going to see that are more machmir, that we don't give you the regular tefillis during the first 3 days. Because the first 3 days is, well, we'll see, it's based on the Mishnah and Zavim. But the first 3 days are still more muchsak to see. So to really get the full chazakah, you need to have the hefsek plus 3 days that she didn't see, and then she gets the real chazakah. So so that was we'll see. There's a Ramah about it. There's a Sefer Truma about it. whether you have to be machmir on the first 3 days. So we'll see. Now, there is a discussion here. So first, let's take a look in the Marsham. A couple of Marshams here. So page 15. The Marsham is one of the Gedolei Achronim, as you know. He's another person that, if you go through the literature learning system, you don't get to be introduced to him too much. So, but he was from the Berzhana Rav. I mean, the Magid, the Magid speaks, the Magid this, that he was a grandson of the Marsham. They have the same name. He was named for his grandfather. Shalom Shadron, Shalom Mordechai, is the grandfather. He's the grandson of the Marsham. So the Marsham is famous for the Chuvis Marsham, and his grandson made a perush on Shulchan Aruch called Das Torah, and it's a perush based on, I guess, things that he had from making notes or whatever from the Marsham, and he wrote it as a running commentary on the Marsham, on the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Das Torah. We have it in the library, the whole set of Das Torah. There's a man I used to go visit in the nursing home here in Washington Heights. His name is Rav Moshe Teichner, so his father, knew the Marsham. So it wasn't so, so I knew somebody whose father knew the Marsham. He used to say the Marsham. You know what he said? He says he was known as the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGolah, but his own city was called Berzhan. So he said, I'm the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Golah, Chutz Mi Berzhan. In other words, in his own community, they didn't, he had problems and they didn't fully... Yeah. In other words, you're the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGolah, except for your own shtot. So that's what he would say. I'm the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGolah, chutz mir Berzhan. Hey, what can I tell you? So he says, Adash Elos v'isha achas raka b'shanim. A young lady, she gets good bedikas. But she's always finding ksamim. V'yefshar l'tayer. V'ruma lo sotziva lo lasos bedika mariv shabarama v'uva sham v'arosh hamoch hakoruch noki v'achzombuch v'sofa n'tzoyim tipin adumim. Okay, that's a different type of bedika that they used to do. We'll see what that is. So what should she do, this lady? Tell it where Big Day Tzivonim, well, the Chasim Sofer, he's not going to quote Chasim Sofer says something. It's not like today, Chazanish disagreed, okay, but, this is before the Chazanish. So Chasim Sofer says something, Chasim Sofer says something. So he's not working with the... that was the big thing that the Hungarian Rabbanim couldn't be Soivel Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he argued with Chasim Sofer. They couldn't, because in their mindset, Chasim Sofer says something, that's it. You don't start off with Chasson Sofer. In the old style of Psak, so it was obviously the people on the page, and then Chasson Sofer and then Odom Yehuda. Those were and Rebbe Kivega.
That's
what Chasson Sofer does,
pretty much.
What?
That's
pretty much
the Chasson Sofer and Odom Yehuda.
Yeah, Chasson Sofer and Odom Yehuda. Remember, Kivega, you don't have to, he's on the page anyway. So, and Rav Moshe was, a machadish that he, but you had to be someone in the darga of Rav Moshe that you could, as Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya. Remember the Levaya in 86, whatever. That he was from the caliber of Chasson Sofer and the Nod Behuda. Not too many people, and he lived in, much later, obviously. But because Rav Moshe didn't have Svarim, you have to realize. Like, he didn't have Svarim. Meaning he had a Shas, and he had the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch. And that's it. I'll tell you a good story. A good story Rabbi Tuchman likes to say over. I'll tell you a great story. You ever heard of Tuvia Goldstein? So Tuvia Goldstein was, he lived on the Lower East Side in Rav Moshe's building. And then he moved to Brooklyn later. He was a Rebbe in RJJ. He lived in the Lower East Side. But then he started his own yeshiva called Eimek Halacha. So he was into Svar. So Rav Moshe once had a shayla. This Rav Tuchman said from, I think you heard from Rav Reuven Feinstein or something like that. So it's a good story. I like it. He says that Rav Moshe had a shayla. He gave a shayla. So he asked Rav Tuvia Goldstein, do you have any svarim that talk about the shayla I'm dealing with? So he gave him 5 svarim. That deal with the, and then he used them. He turned them. So he said to Rav Moshe. So Rav Tuvia asked Rav Moshe. He said, "No. So what did the Svarm say?" Rav Moshe wanted to be Mekel. So Rav Tuvia said, "So what did the Svarm say?" They were all Machmir. So how did you paskin again? So Rav Moshe said, "Paskin Lakula." So he could understand if you pass to the kula anyway, I guess. So what's the point of borrowing this? So Rav Moshe said, like this. So I came up with a svara l'halkel, and I thought it was right, but I wanted to see if anyone thought of my svara and shrugs it up. But I saw these svarim don't even, mitiaches to my. So then I don't have to follow the svarim because they didn't prove to me that my svara is wrong. So that's what he said. So he said, "I keep my cooler because I thought it was right." So that's a good story. I like that story. I was at the Levaya, also Rav Tuvia Goldstein's Levaya. Okay, so he says, "So what are we going to do with this lady?" He says, "You can't tell her to wear big dates." So today we would tell the women wear big dates of Onam. And he says that, if you know she's spotting, he's saying an interesting idea. If you know she's spotting, so what are you going to, you're going to use tzivonim to be makel? But you know she's spotting. So you know the answer's there. That's like this idea that Rabbi Yashiv said also, I think Rabbi Bai said. The first thing they teach in the Kala classes is that they shouldn't look at the tissue. They shouldn't look. You know how many people will tell me, "I know I'm not supposed to look, but I looked anyway." And how do you know you're not supposed to look? Well, that's what they tell them, right? All the Kala teachers tell them, you shouldn't look. So Rabbi Bari doesn't hold like that. He holds, if you know something is going on, then you should look. If you have no reason to assume anything is going on, there's no reisa, then why should you look and get yourself nervous and crazy for no reason? But if you know that something goes, like this woman, she knows she's spotted. So just to say, don't look, or some, this Rav Abadi, I mean, also heard from Rav Alsh. Rav Alsh is a big poisek in Williamsburg, especially in medical shilas. I just bumped into him the other day in Columbia. He was visiting somebody. I was walking out of the elevator. He was wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask. And we took two minutes to say to confirm who we he's one of the people I visit on Holmoid in Williamsburg to speak and learning, usually about Hilchas Nida, but other things as well. So they don't like black. But some people tell Dafka use black. Dafka use black. So the Rav Abadi Rav Alsh, you hold that's a misalem ayin v'no iser, because you know it's there and you're just trying to cover it up. You know. So, but there are rabbanim that tell people to wear black. But the mesorah that I have is not to tell people to wear black. So what do you do with this lady? B'shem, yeah, the makom mitzvah mutar harichasim sofasham heir. So, yeah, and then he discusses so he keeps going on this topic. So he says like this. Yeah. Yeah. You go to the next page. Tika Cheskes Haguf Shlom B'Shas Vestas Gavim Yehuvan Cheskes Tara Hevishis Kimo Yimok Kama Gedovim Binas Adam. This machlum matar isha lebayla. Kevin Kenya sagamani on the tilbash gam hakasona shal tzavona via sivena. Lo yeshum lovin bebeged. So then he's saying that maybe she should put on tzavona. Ah, it's malam ayin me'isir leisod v'kai gavdol v'gozhu chazal. V'ki izikval. The Mokum Shin Nogeli Igor Haisha Mutal Halamayim. So he says here, he won't be able to stay married, maybe. She's always spotting. So he says, and then he says, maybe she is considered v'cheskes tara b'limeid libuna, because once she did a hefsek in b'chor mistokim, so that was koveya. So she's really v'cheskes tara. So maybe then v'cheskes tara. So then maybe you should be able to be more meiko. And he says it's not called Mahalanayin because you have Cheskas Tara, and since and the Chachamim were Masakin, and it's Mokav Igun. So he's willing to. So basically, in the end, he's willing to go against the Chasam Sofer. You know, he's willing to go against the Chasam Sofer and say it's a weird Beged Tzivonim, even though it's the undergarment. But it's interesting. And then he says, on the next tshuva, on page 16, on there, the Kevin Shas Levisha Daim Lekek Samim, Ritu Lassas Gam Lechatchila. So she can do that Lechatchila. It's just, when she's going to do the hefsek, and she got a good hefsek, so right away after shkiyah, might as well put on the tzivonim. Shkiyah veshet tzivonim im laksonim. Kadim kesavos kvar v'roina v'agazin. So that's what he says. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Take a look. You know this tshuva from Rav Moshe? On page 22. Who's the tshuva written to? You know the tshuva? On page 22, second column. No? Who is it to?
Which one?
Page 22, second column, the bottom. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Toshin Chavav.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know who that is?
From Brooklyn.
They're related. All Tokayas are related. You know what this is? Rabbi Shmuel Tokaya. You know what that is? That's Rabbi Jachter's father-in-law. Rabbi Jachter's father-in-law is Rabbi Shmuel Tokaya. He was nifted within, maybe they just finished the year. So I was at the Levaya. Rabbi Eitan Tokaya is the Rav in Kingsway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. That's his son. So he was
West Orange, no?
West Orange, exactly. Oh, Max, you see? West Orange, you see? He's from West Orange. You see, West Orange makes it into Igros Moshe.
Is he a Moel?
He's a Moel. Right, didn't we discuss it? Who was we discussing? He wasn't your Moel. We discussed this in the car.
He was my Moel.
What?
He was my Moel.
Oh, he was your Moel? Oh, maybe I discussed it with someone else that he wasn't their Moel. But he was your Moel. Yeah.
And, I'll
tell you, his Rebbe Famila, you know who his Rebbe Famila was? Rabbi Harry Bronstein. You ever hear of Rabbi Harry Bronstein? You know? So Rabbi Harry Bronstein was my Moel. he was a famous Moel. You ever hear the Bronstein clamp? He was a famous Moel. In fact, in Hamodia, they just had a section, the takeout section, that had a picture of Bronstein together with Rav Moshe. Picture. Yeah, he used to write a column for the Jewish Press. He was Rabbi Shmuel Tokayer. I think he was a Rav then. I think maybe in South Carolina or something like that. And then he had some shilas to Rav Moshe. And this child was about a woman who was staining a lot, you know. So he writes, where the arrow is, in the third column, Yesh lahoros l'isha zu, im eina margeshes ela shal motzas k'samim al gbadesh al tilbash begodim tzivonim, that she wet tzivonim during the Zayin Nekiyim. Sha'af b'gimel yom rishonim ein l'esor. And even the gimel yom rishonim, which is normally more chomer, more chomer than you could allow. Rav Abadi told me he likes the not to use this heter, because he likes to use the heter of wearing disposable white liners. So this way, Rav Abadi holds this way, you mekayim the inyan of lovan. And you're going to get the same kula, because it's eidim mekabel tuma. But since it's a takana of lavanim, so they're holding that the takana is waived in a makom tzarech. Where Rabbi said, "Bezvanazeh, we can have disposable levanim, so that's even better." Maybe in Tavshin Chavav they didn't have disposable levanim.
Does this happen often? Does such a scenario?
Fair enough.
Would recommend in that case to wear the disposable levanim?
Yeah, disposable levanim. So this is Rabbi Shmuel Tokayev, a great man. He was a psychologist. I remember there was a famous Maisa in Marashak Holo, because he was the head of the Machon Machina, the old groups. And they, years ago, they were on the same campus as the Holo. So the Maisa was it 79, 80? That he was making Havdalah during the 9 days, and he put the cup down, and then it spilled over. He wasn't able to, drink the wine, and it was a whole thing. I wrote a whole thing in the Beis Yitzchak about it.
You did?
I did. But not then. When I got 20 years later, 30 years later, when I was older and more learned, so then I wrote a piece about this, about what I thought should be the halacha in that case. But it was a big tumult. And, about what to do. And they spilled the wine. And then he put it on the chair. And it spilled. And he couldn't drink the wine. And it was a whole geschmack of tumult. But he was a great man. Very, very. Then we discussed the Bronstein clamp. Some were having tinnitus on the clamp. That wasn't. But he said even the Bronstein clamp had. Has blood. That was one of the things. You have clamps and it stops the blood from coming. But you see, even the Bronstein clamp had blood.
That's like a special Mila tool?
Yeah. It was one of the early clamps. And there was always going to be a discussion to use it, not to use it, but it was, he got the name, by Bronstein. Not our Rabbi Bronstein, but the Rabbi Harry Bronstein. The Bronstein clamp. Yeah. And also, Ravnata Greenblatt? He's, Baruch Hashem, I'm very close with him. He's around 95 now. He told me once, he learned by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he's in Memphis for the past, he's a big Masada Gittin in the world, so... He told me his father was a Rav someplace. He says he was an MTJ, and he learned by Rav Moshe Feinstein. For Shabbos, he would go home to wherever his parents lived. He said he stayed in yeshiva for one Shabbos. That was Rav David Feinstein's bar mitzvah. That was the. He's a little bit older than Rav David. So he also, I was just once discussing by Harry Bronstein with Rabbi Nata Greenblatt. Rabbi Nata Greenblatt told me that I learned Mila by Harry Bronstein. He was known as Lucha Mila. So this is the and the Rav Yosef has a thing here about using Big Day Tzivonim if the woman's staying on page 23. Kulmash Tommy Big Day Tzivonim. So Tira Alem Ksam Talin Eilem Ehem. Milk some beyond the Muslim, go your mind, I can feel a tilbash bows of Yom and big deeds of honor. So he subscribes to this heter to use big deeds of honor even during the Zayin Nekiyim. And then there's a discussion. Whether you should even do that during the Zayin Nekiyim or the first 3 days or not. Some say yes, some say no. Then there's a piece in the the Nitei Gavriel. What page is here? He just called me yesterday, the Nitei Gavriel. Was the Shaila. He had a good Shaila. I tried to get the safer for him. Shaila was somebody filled out a ksuba, and they wrote Kassim ben the father's name, and they wrote either Zal or Alav HaShalom, and he's still alive. The question is, does that passel the ksuba or not? So he thought it. He was noted to be machmir, but there's a safer. YU doesn't have it, but some other libraries have it. I tried to get it for him. That was Makel on the Shaila. So we're trying to. Okay, so what page is?
17.
So he says, "Das kamigdol hara." Kemi shibes b'nein rov anoshim main lehemar gosher mosa yavu aveses. V'chein im yitza alabeget smiches dam ava. So a lot of women, they don't have clear hargoshes. So if they find a thick layer of blood, dam ava or dam tari. Fresh blood. Yosef Mikigris. And apparently it's on Tzivonim. But it's Yosef Mikigris. But usually Yosef Mikigris shouldn't be a problem. But it's mamish during the time that she's going to supposedly get her period. So Yesh L'Hachmer. I mean, the question is, does he mean L'Hachmir Medina, or just it's a good idea to be Machmir, because you see that the period's coming. Some say that if it's real fresh blood, more than a gris, then you should be Machmir, even though she's wearing Tivonim. So the big question is, at what point do we say that you have to be machmir, that it's a suffix rear? So obviously if she gets a big, huge amount, right, so she's machmir. But if it's not such a huge amount, but it's in the time that, but you see it's fresh blood. It's more than a gris. You know, it's fresh blood, probably means also, you know, red. You know, real fresh red blood. Then he thinks he should be machmir. Rav David Feinstein once told me in the sukkah, that was a year that he was in not the same sukkah I was in, so then I had to go special to ask him, Shabshai was in the sukkah, in the sukkah that he normally is in, that's Rabbi Toplin's sukkah, across the street. So he holds, he told me, that when a woman has kesem, it's a fresh kesem, they should do a bedika. Most people don't hold from that. But there are people who hold that you should do a bedika. So he holds from that. Reb David Feinstein, Hatzal, he held from that. So basically, like Rabbi Tug was saying, we know it's here, you know what I mean? So this is also part of this idea, not misalim. You know, but most hold that I have packets on this. That once you have a kesem, it's on tzivonim, so finished. So don't look for problems. So, but you see, there are a lot of things that you take into account when paskening the shayla. You want to know what time of the, you know, how close it is to the time of the expected period. You know, so even though it's more than a gris, but it's not a huge amount, and technically it should be mutter because it's on tzivonim, but if it's like fresh red blood and you know, something like that, and so you see that something's, you know, so technically it's mutter, but I don't know if he's saying yesh lahachmir b'toras, you know, that she's a nidah mamish, but yesh lahachmir, it's a smart thing to be machmir. Because the fact that it's that time, you know, the time of the month that it's happening, so it means that it's mamish around the corner, so what are you going to, you know, risk, you know, such a thing. Okay, so that's Rav Vosner here on page 21 says that he goes to Pesach Tshuva. He says that the idea of wearing big day tzivonim is only when it's the middle of the month, but it's not, doesn't apply to the Zayin Nekiyim, because then you need Shricha Begadim Levanim. So Rav Abadi is saying that, okay, we have Begadim Levanim, but it doesn't mean, in other words, the idea of Begadim Levanim doesn't mean that therefore you should dafke use white underwear. You know, you could use, Rav Abadi holds even L'chatchilo, you could use white pads, disposable pads, because the idea is, in other words, the idea of white is not that we, at L'afuke Tzivonim, that we don't want you to get the coolers. Because if it's Eina Mekabel Tumah, so you Mekayim white, and you Mekayim, but you get the cool. You just want to be able to see if a Riyah is happening. So you want to be, like Rabbi Willis said, you want to see what's going on. You want to have a Birur, the best possible Birur. So during the Zayin Nekiyim, you have a Chiv to have that, wearing white, to have that Birur. But a woman, so then that's the idea that we're matter. And even the Marsham was, you know, before Rav Moshe, Marsham was Mekel. And even though maybe in the end he's going against the Chasam Sofer, but, you know, when the Marsham goes against the Chasam Sofer, you know, it's okay, he's part of that Chevron, you know. I am a shamish because of Baharas Kulos at Vigday Tzivonim, right? He quotes it. Vachron mover, the Rakhla Tzarech Gadol Mekilim. Tzarech Gadol, okay. That's Tzarech Gadol. Okay. You still have to do the, until we finish this packet, so you have the supplement here? Let me just see if it's Kedai to do the supplements. No, it's going to take time. Okay, we'll not going to have time now. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do the supplement on Monday, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, very good. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. What's up, Ben Katz and Sonny Spitzer and Zach Goldberg?
Berger.
Berger. What do I think? Oh. And Ben Seal. And Ben Seal Feld and Max Kirschman. And Vezra Shlita. And Josh Blau and Mia Kesselman. MZ Binter, how are you? There is it. And Matan Bauer and Yoni Sunshine and Mia Kesselman and is that it? We got everybody? Did I leave everyone out? Okay, you should have a good Shabbos and cold too.